Well, 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 here's Mama Bloom's brood. It's evening in Papa and Mama Bloom's apartment. And wonder of wonders, we find Papa, Sidney, and Harold together under conditions not trying to Papa's patience and temper. The three men are waiting for Mama and her daughters to come home.
Gosh, I wonder what's keeping them.
What time did they say they'd be here?
5, and it's 5:30 now. Say, Pa, do you think anything could be wrong?
Yeah, anything.
Huh?
Sidney asked me if anything could happen, and I said, yeah, anything.
What do you mean, Pa?
Sidney, you too, Harold. The longer you are married, the more you will learn that when one woman is alone, not much can happen. When 2 women are together, they talk a lot. But when 3 of them are together, anything can be happening.
That sounds like Ma talking.
So maybe I heard it from Mama. Who knows?
I'm getting hungry.
He's getting hungry. Sidney, around this time of the day, I am always feeling like I'm on a hunger strike.
Where'd they say they were going?
That's another thing you shouldn't worry about. Never worry about where they went or where they are. Just be worrying about how long they will be staying, especially when you're hungry.
Well, I'm getting a little worried. When Ma says she'll be someplace at 5 o'clock, she gets there at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Sid. That's right. When Mama says it, she does it. But remember, Sarah and Yetta are along, and they ain't like Mama that they should be getting any place on time. For Sarah and Yetta, 5 o'clock is any time after 6. Maybe 7.
Hey, you don't suppose something could have happened?
Harold, please, please stop worrying. One little word somebody says about where they could be, and right away something has happened. Sidney, get the cards.
Cards? What for, Pa?
So we shouldn't be nervous wrecks. We'll play a little pinochle.
For dough?
For dough. Why not? You know, just to make the game interesting.
Oh, okay, suits me. Anything to kill time and forget that I'm pretty hungry.
The cards are in the top drawer on the desk, Harold. Bring the blueback ones, huh?
Blueback ones, huh? You got a mark, Pa?
Got a mark? For 2 schlemiels who play pinochle like you and Harold, I could play with a blindfold over my eyes and come out ahead anyway.
Okay, here are the cards.
Say, wasn't that a car downstairs?
Yeah, I'll look. Yvette took our car.
Are they there?
Somebody next door. Who's dealing?
Who's dealing? I am.
Well, don't we cut for it?
Cut? The cards you're going to get, Sidney, you shouldn't worry about, even if you don't cut.
I'm hungry.
Well, well, it's your bid, Sidney, it's your bid.
Okay. 300.
And well, Harold, what are you waiting for?
310.
300? 310? Let me see. Your pikers. 450.
450?
Yeah, 450.
Pass. It's yours, Pa.
450 is good for me, too. I don't see how you'll ever make it, Pa.
You don't see, huh? You don't see how I'll ever make it. For 40 years, I played pinochle. I'll show you in a minute.
Hey, that was a car that stopped downstairs.
Now, look.
Stop jumping up and down like monkeys on a stick. All right? So, now I'll show you. I'm going to start the meld.
That car stopped across the street.
100 aces? 150 in spades, which incidentally is trump, and a pinochle, and 80 kings.
370 mils, huh?
And spades is trump.
It's almost 5:45.
Such almost 5:45 and spades is still trump. Well, 370, do you want me to even play the hand?
I haven't got anything to stop you.
Anything but spades, and I could have ruined you, Pa.
So it's spades and I ain't ruined. Well, well, do you even want me to play the hand?
Okay, we won't play it out.
All right, that's what I thought. Well, it's your deal, Harold.
Wait a minute. I thought I heard someone coming down the hallway.
Look, look, Harold, so there's somebody coming down the hall. Should it make any difference if you deal or not?
Well, I'm getting the jitters. If the girls were alone, it'd be okay, because they're always dallying around, never getting any place on time. But with Ma with them, she's always on time. You know that, Pa.
That's right, Pa.
All right, all right. So now you got me worried. So right away we should go calling up the hospitals, every place.
Oh, well, I guess there's nothing to worry about, Pa. I wouldn't go so far as to call up the hospitals.
Oh, gosh, no.
He wouldn't go so far as to call up the hospitals, he says. Look, boys, Sidney, Harold, 5 minutes ago I wasn't doing any worrying. All I wanted to do was to play a little pinochle. But now you got me so that I'm thinking that everything is the matter with Mom and the girls. Everything in the world.
I guess everything's all right, Pa.
You shouldn't be guessing about something like that.
Well, now, take it easy, Pa. You know how women are.
Sure, they can find more things to look at in 5 minutes than we can in 2 days. Now, just take it easy.
Take it easy, tells me. You know something, boys? You're both crazy. 2 minutes ago, you was jumping up and down to the windows like you was expecting the president for supper. So I wasn't worried then. But now I'm practically a widower. Schlamiels, you.
Oh, you're letting your imagination run away with your Pa.
Sure you are. Here, let's have another hand of peanuts.
Couldn't please? Put down those cards. I couldn't play now.
There they are. You see, Pa? All you're worrying for nothing. I'll answer it.
All my worrying for nothing. Well. Answer the door. Shouldn't let them stand in the hall all night. So they'll start to worry about us.
Okay, Pa.
Oh, gosh, Pa, you can get excited quicker than anyone I know.
Yeah? Well, I've got more to get excited about than anybody you know.
Hello,
Yetta. Yeah.
Hello, Papa.
Hello.
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 Mama, it's almost 5:45. You said you'd be here at 5 o'clock.
Hi, Pa. Hello, honey.
Oh, hi, sweet.
Hello.
What'd you buy?
Oh, nothing for you.
Papa, take the packages. In them, there is supper.
All right, Mama.
Hey, what is this, a gag?
Gag? Papa, what does he mean?
Well, you ask him.
Where's Sally?
Sidney. You should take this little piece of paper. On it is a address. You should go there right away.
Address? I don't get it. I look... Ma!
Yes, Sidney. Hurry up.
Oh, jumping catfish. Hey, Harold, I gotta use your car.
We left the engine running, Sidney. Just dash down and drive off.
Oh, quick, Ma, give me the paper.
Yeah, here it is.
Say, Mama, what is the matter?
Phone you, Ma.
Why, I thought you was hungry, Sidney. Mama, please, what's the matter?
Is everybody crazy? Oh, I get it.
Well, it's about time.
About time? About time for what?
Jake, you should be putting 2 and 2 together and be getting something.
Getting what, Ma?
Whatever 2 and 2 is.
Oh.
Take the packages, yes, and get the supper ready.
Okay, Ma. Give me a hand, Harry.
You bet, honey.
Oh, hey, what did you get for
supper? My, I am very tired, Jake.
Mama, I am dumb. Oh, Mama, I am so very dumb. I get it.
No, you're not dumb, Papa. You just don't think so fast. You was worried about me, so you didn't...
Maybe we should go along with Sidney, huh?
Papa, the way Sidney went out from here, he's already to the hospital.
Oh.
We've got to eat supper.
Oh, supper. We got to eat supper. Who could be eating anything at a time like this?
Papa, I will bet you anything that you can be eating.
Oh, Mama. Mama, why shouldn't you be staying with Sarah?
Jake, what good could I do? The way things is now with everything up to date, the mother is just in the way in the hospital. It's better I should come home and get you some supper.
Supper? Always you keep talking about supper. At a time like this, how could anybody eat? How could I eat?
You will eat, Jake, because it's like I'm always saying, there is nothing we can be doing about some things. So why should we be worrying ourselves about it?
Why should we be worrying? Mama, you can't stand there and tell me that you ain't even a little bit worried.
Sure, Papa, sure. Sure, I'm worried.
Well.
Ain't Sarah my own daughter?
Of course.
Don't I love her very much? But, Papa, if I'm worrying about her, does it make anything any better? Could I be going to the hospital and tell them that I'm bringing in some worry and that they should give it to Sarah? What good would it be doing her? Sidney's at the hospital. He will worry for all of us. Like you did, Jake.
Like yeah. Yeah, Mama, I see. Well, all right. So we'll stay here and wait.
Home is a nice place to wait in.
Yeah, isn't it? Mama. You know something? $5, I'll bet you it'll be a boy.
Who should bet on that? Come on in the kitchen, Papa, and we'll get supper. Huh? When you're helping me get something to eat, you're never worrying about it.
That's good, Mama, that's good. But one thing I still don't understand, Mama.
One thing you don't understand? All right, Papa, what is it?
Why didn't you telephone here?
That's easy, Jake. I didn't telephone here because if I did, then Sidney would have been getting to the hospital before Sarah. That would be very foolish for him to get there first, you know?
Yeah.
Yander! Yes, are you cooking coffee?
Yes, it's in the percolator, Ma.
Hey, can I do anything, Ma?
Yeah, Harold, you should sit by Papa and keep him quiet.
But I ain't making any noise.
You might be.
Hold the phone, I'll get it.
No, I will, I'll get it.
Harold,
let me get through.
Hey, Dad, we're wedged. Yeah, wait.
Hello?
Mama, how did you get to the phone?
I went around the other way while you were stuck. Hello? Yeah? Who? No. Yeah. Ain't that funny? Yeah, goodbye.
Well, Mama, Who was it?
Wrong number, Jack. The man wanted a bakery.
Oh, he wanted a bakery. A bakery. He should be calling up here to get a bakery.
So the man can't help it if the dial turns up the wrong number.
Oh, all that hurry and excitement for nothing.
Oh, Harold, you dope you. You stepped on my corn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it, Pa.
Couldn't help it.
The supper ain't ready yet.
Well, there's nothing to do, Ma, but just wait until the coffee's perked enough. Everything else is ready.
Yeah, all I want is a cup of coffee.
Yetta, did you give Papa the big soup plate?
Uh-huh.
I don't want any soup,
you
Mama.
You will eat soup. Noodle soup. You don't have to chew them. They sleep.
Well, there's no use standing here and watching the phone. That won't make it ring.
Yeah, Harold, that's right. That's right. You can't make a pot black as a kettle by looking at it.
You can't make... I ain't even going to bother to try to straighten that one out.
Well, let's go on back to the kitchen.
Okay, come on, Pop.
I'm coming. Look out.
Wait a minute. You shouldn't all get fractions of the bones. I will answer it.
Mama, answer it. Answer it, please.
Yeah, Jack, yeah. Hello? Yeah? Oh, Sidney, how are you? Oh. That's good, Sidney. That's good.
Mama.
Yeah, we was all waiting to hear from you. Yeah? Uh-huh. Ah, that's good. That's good.
Mama. For goodness sake, Ma, tell her.
That's what I say.
It
ain't no use. When Mama talks on the phone, she only talks on the phone.
Yeah, Sidney? Yeah, all right. We are very happy. So you will come here in a little while and get some supper. Yeah. Goodbye, Sidney. Jake. Papa, you're our grandmother. It's our little girl.
Mama.
Papa, you still need some supper.
But, Mama, you ain't crying.
Jake, I'm so happy now I can't cry. Everything is fine.
Oh, who can eat now?
Who? I can. Come on. A little girl.
Hey, if that's a man for the bakery, tell him we've got one.
Come on, Mom.
I'm coming, Etta, darling. I'm coming.
Yeah? Hello? Yeah?
Oh, sit down, Pa. Yeah. Gee, you look like you could treat the whole world.
I can, Etta, darling. I can. Mama, come in and eat.
Jake.
Mama, what's the matter?
Ma.
Well, here, sit down, Ma. Why are you crying?
Jake, I'm a grandfather. This one is a little boy.
This one?
Yeah.